This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable contents. Become a Path Hunter today. Yes, Paul Lam is in the house here. Hope you guys are all doing great today. I wanted to upload this episode quite a little bit later, only because I wanted to get the ideas of it down. What I've noticed is that because you feel more confident in yourself, you're able to take on things more confidently in life, right? You're not going to know all the answers academically, technically, and even like, you know, let's just say, for example, you're learning a new business model and you're not very confident in it, right? So it's all about really focusing and dialing down on yourself first and your self-worth and building this mental toughness for yourself. Something that I personally have done in my fitness side of it, in my health side, really focusing on the mentality of where I envision myself in a smaller scale, right? The things that I've learned through my fitness journey can really be applied into everyday life, really, relationships, business, and everything else. So what I'm going to come up with here, these ideas with you guys, is that just to tell you guys some tips so that way you guys can move forward and learn to go tackle life in a different way. This is how I tackle life now, and it's gonna be quite interesting. Number one is that personal training in the fitness industry is quite interesting because a lot of people, usually all these trainers at these local gyms and stuff, will take a certification and then suddenly you're certified to go and train somebody. But my issue with that is that you haven't done the work. You know, you're never going to train with anyone that's unfit physically and have the right and the authority to train somebody that really wants the results that you don't have. Actually, it's quite interesting to take a look at that, right? And so my personal opinion is that you have to train yourself first, mentally live through the process, and then for me, I can say that my process was really working on the confidence of envisioning of where I want to be in my health. How fit do I want to be? How lean do I want to get? Six packs? How many pull-ups do I want to do? And then have a clear vision of that, and then building the mental toughness, because there's going to be days where you don't want to go to the gym, similar to work, similar to relationships. There are going to be days where you're not going to be on point. And so really looking at that is really important. For me, I have off days, but now I've developed such a deep habit on going to the gym that even days like this on a Sunday, I don't feel like going. Would realistically I have a bunch of work to do, and I realize that I can spare 1 hour to at least go to the gym, whether it's running, whether it's anything like that, just because I want to get the blood flowing, because I know the health benefits of it, right? So that is one thing to take a look at, is the building the habit. Can you build a habit out of it? Building a habit out of whatever you want to do, and let's just say you want to build a business, and you're thinking about it at a giant, you know, the vision, and it's, let's just say you want to make $2,500 a month, $5,000 a month, whatever it is. So you break it down into small, simple steps, and then you go and build yourself a habit, and every single day you're going to commit to a certain amount of time to go and build that for yourself, to with the long-term goal of having your full-on business, as in same thing with fitness as well too, long-term goal of being fit. And so there has to be a reason behind that as well too. So mentally, if I ever became a personal trainer, and which most likely I won't, because I feel like it's such a saturated market, but it's that the number one thing before I train a client is I want to train the resolve first. Why do they want to train behind that, right? There's always a reason why people go to the gym, and there's always a reason why you want to build a business. It's because there's always an underlying reason to go and do the things you want to do to accomplish something. You're not going to buy a hammer because of a hammer. You're going to buy the hammer to use it to build something. A nail is not only a nail, right? It's part of building the building blocks to building whatever you're trying to build, which is a house or whatever it is, right? So it is a long-term giant vision of it. And I know that in the fitness industry, I love tying it together with the fitness industry because it's so easy to understand because everybody is in this fitness industry nowadays. It's that people train for shows. I had this amazing conversation with my friend, and he said this too as well. It's that people train for shows, I'd say 8 months out of the year, to be on point and to get really fit for this one particular day. And then afterwards, they let themselves go, right? It's not a healthy way of looking at life, of your fitness in general, right? For me, it's that you have to look at the never-ending growth. Why do you want to be fit? For me personally, going into my 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s even, knowing that at least I did my best to keep my health and keep it in tip-top shape is super important. It's a never-ending growth. Picasso painted up until in his 90s and died until, you know, he painted until he wasn't able to, right? It's a never-ending growth, right? There is no end. So number one is building that habit, and then number two, looking at the underlying reason of why you want to have a strong resolve, right? People tend to go through life wanting to get a house, get a nice career in terms, so that way there is a goal, but that there is an underlining end to it. And it's quite interesting to take a look at that in my thoughts, right? Because by the time that you retire at age 65 or you finally finished off your mortgage after 25 years of like really grinding, you get somewhat depressed because you've worked so hard and you built this habit for after a period of time. And that's why people suffer through depression, because they haven't found anything else to supplement that feeling of fulfillment, the resolve, right? And it's quite interesting. Like I said, it's very interesting. So this is what I would do if I was, like I said, personal trainer, build a habit, look at the resolves, what is the underlying reason, and then number three, start small. What is the first simple initial step for you to go take forward, to go build your life, whether it's your fitness, whether it's your business, whether it's whatever it is, right? Whatever it could be, what is the first easy step? Number one, get a membership, right? It holds you accountable because you're already paying for this membership. Number two, showing up to the gym every day. What is that like, right? Show them at least once a day. What is that like? So always taking a look at these underlying reasons beyond, like, just for that, right? So that way it holds you accountable. Tell people about it. Tell people about your goal. Where do you want to go? What does it look like? Can you achieve it? And really, really look at that, right? So what I'm trying to paint all this is that people usually jump in right into the gym and then they kind of fizzle off. Same thing with life. People try to build a business and they fizzle off. Careers, same thing, similar. Millennials do this a lot quite frequently. They jump from job to job because it doesn't fulfill them. They need something that really, really focuses on their why, right? Deep down, it's always their why. So taking a look at this is super important. This, to me, it needs to be the first initial steps before you do anything with life, because you need to build that mental toughness before you even take apart anything else and embark into any journey. This will lead you into success, right? Because on those off days where you lose motivation, you will go anyways, because you've built up the habit. You remember the reason why you're at the gym. You remember why you're building your business. You remember why you're in this relationship. You remember all these things, right? So those are very three simple things. I'm going to elaborate a little bit more later on, but these are just my personal thoughts and how I perceive success and really making it actionable. Anyways, guys, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Happy Sunday. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Take care. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.